have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Driving Movies with Hogan and Rudy. This week we have a very interesting matchup. I'd say pretty interesting. This week we have The Platform going up against High Rise. So let's get right into the details here. We're going right into it. Starting with The Platform. That is from what year?
2019?
Yeah, 2019. Ooh, just a couple nice. Years ago. So fairly recent. Available to watch on Netflix for anyone who wants to watch at home or along. That is directed by Galder Gazela Orutia.
Nice.
I probably butchered that, but that's my best pronunciation of that. Written by David DeSola and Pedro Rivero. That stars Ivan Massage as Goreng, Zorian Eguelior as Trimagasi, Antonia San Juan as Imogueri, Emilio Boale as Baharat, and Alexandra I was doing so good. Alexandra Masangske. That's so wrong. Alexandra Masangske as Miharu. Whew, all right. That's going up against High Rise. From what year?
It's either 2016 or 2017.
You're wrong in both of them.
Oh, perfect.
It's 2015.
Oh, wow.
Same area, but...
Yeah, yeah.
That is directed by Ben Wheatley. Written by Amy Jump and J.G. Ballard. J.G. Ballard wrote the book that this movie was based off of. So he's credited for the book. That stars Tom Hiddleston as Lang, Jeremy Irons as Royal, Sienna Miller as Charlotte, Luke Evans as Wilder, and Elizabeth Moss as Helen. I will turn it over to you now to talk about what these movies are about.
These are pretty dark. So you have The Platform, which is about a vertical prison, and each cell contains two people, and they make food for each cell, but the people at the top get first dibs. So if the people on the top floors eat it all, there's none for the people on the bottom floors. So you can imagine how this is going to go.
Yeah, and there's a big platform with all the food, so it starts at the first cell, and it stays there for, like, what, 5 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not very long, and then it goes on to the next cell. But you have to, like, you can't keep anything, so if you didn't eat it, you have to put it on the platform, otherwise you get penalized.
They burn you or freeze you.
Yep.
Very strict rules in this vertical prison. It's weird. It's a Spanish movie, as you can tell by the name of the actors and...
What? Really?
Actresses. And then we have High Rise, which, oh my gosh. I'm going to do my best to explain what this movie is about, because I still don't really know what it's about. It's about an apartment building where the rich people live at the top, the poorer people live at the bottom. That's about all I really know about this movie. It's 2 hours long, and it's complete chaos. The poor people find out that the rich people have more luxuries. Things start breaking in the building. People start to get attached to the building and not want to leave. And then they all fight each other.
I think that was pretty good. Yeah, so if you are looking for a nice, lighthearted watch, this is going to be a rough week for you. I don't know if you want to watch either of these movies, but we'll do our best to break these out in the categories as we normally do. So starting with writing, what did you think about the writing in these two movies?
So the platform starts out as a simple concept. So you have, you kind of get introduced to this main character, and he is, and you learn more about him as the story goes on. It's one of those where it kind of flashes back to how he's getting into this situation in this prison. And then you learn more rules about the prison, like we explained earlier, and how you're not allowed to keep any food. You only have a certain amount of time to eat the food. Oh, yeah. And each month you switch to a different level. So you could be at a higher level and get more food, or you could be at a low level and get no food. You don't really know how the story is going to go.
So with the platform, I actually liked the writing in that one. I thought it was pretty original. And I thought it did a better job of kind of having that societal hierarchy, you know, how the people at the top kind of have everything. And it's kind of a trickle-down method, like it's supposed to work its way down to the bottom, and it doesn't. Because the top floors tend to have a lot of greed. They usually take more than what they're helping should be, which leaves kind of the lower cells to be destitute. So I thought the movie did a good job of portraying that theme in an interesting way, as well as having kind of entertaining movie behind it. For as little writing as it has, because it's pretty much just this platform, and the whole base of this movie is just around, are you going to be able to eat? Or, you know, every month, which floor are you going to be at? And where are you going to be in relation to where this platform is with food? That's the entire movie. It's like an hour and 30 minutes. It's relatively quick. But there's not a lot to the movie in terms of depth of story. But I think what they do with the message and the symbolism, I think, worked in the story that they crafted around it. I was entertained. I thought they did a good job of making that hour and a half go by pretty smoothly for not having a whole lot of writing in it. But what writing they did, it's thought-provoking, and it fit well into the movie.
Yeah, that was a good way to put it.
The only thing was the end kind of lost me a bit.
Same. That's what I was going to say.
But it didn't ruin the movie. It wasn't like, oh, well, now this movie sucks. It was just like, it didn't end quite as, I guess, neatly as I wanted it to, but that could have been the point as well.
Yeah, I read about the ending and how the director wanted it open to interpretation. So if you like that kind of stuff where you kind of want to make your own ending in your mind, that's kind of how this movie goes. I personally don't like to do that all the time. Especially for this one, I wanted it to end, like you said, a little more neatly.
Yeah, I'm fine with an open ending, but I don't know, it didn't seem satisfying enough in this film, the way that it ended.
For sure. How do we even talk about High Rise?
Boy, oh boy. I honestly don't know, because that movie, I think you summed it up perfectly, is just chaos. There's a turning point in that movie, and I guess even before the turning point, it's a very oddly structured film. The writing doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It kind of flashes back and forth between, I guess, the different floors and the different lifestyles. But even the characters on these floors are written in such a weird way that none of them seem like real people.
Right.
Like, they all just seem like these weird... The movie almost made me feel like I was watching a Sims game play out. But like the weirdest Sims game I've ever seen in my life.
You're right.
Yeah. Just like characters acting so strangely, changing character like that. Like, I mean, one minute they're normal and the other minute you're like, oh my God, what is happening? You don't know why these characters are all interacting the way that they do. It's like they all live together. I mean, they all live together in the same building, but like, they spend all of their time together.
It's weird. And
everyone seems to know each other in this building, but no one really likes each other. I don't know. And like I said, there's a turning point in the movie where it just gets super dark, super chaotic. You don't know exactly why it's happening this way. I guess I feel like that movie's very much like a interpretive dance.
Yes, very stylistic.
Very stylistic. Mm-hmm. And watching it, you can tell that they're trying to go for something. There's got to be some deeper meaning in it. It's just way too out there for me to be able to understand just watching it. I would have to read articles after the movie to see, all right, what were they going for? What was this movie actually about?
Yeah.
And it could be that I'm just not smart enough to pick on that. That's a perfectly valid option. But man, oh man, I could not follow this movie whatsoever.
The first 20 minutes piqued my interest because it was kind of normal. You had this guy showing up to this high rise.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving in. And then after that 20 minutes, it's just, you have no idea what's happening. And I hate movies like that. It depends, though. Like, Mother. I know we saw Mother in theaters, and it's very... Mother's the closest movie I could think of, and I thought that movie was nuts.
I think Mother made more sense than this movie.
Way more sense throughout the whole... And then I watched this one, I'm like, I have no idea what has happened. There's suspenseful moments, too, in the movie, where there's suspenseful music, and you're like, what am I supposed to be worried about? I don't know what...
All of a sudden, people start dying, and you're like, oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah. It's just... I can't even explain this movie on how just scene after scene of just random things.
And it drags a lot.
Horrible. Yeah, it's 2 hours. I check the time every 10 minutes.
You're like, we gotta be close to the end here.
An hour left.
I'm not even halfway through. Oh boy. So I'm giving my point to The Platform.
Oh, easy. Easy.
The writing was pretty good in that. I would say 8 out of 10 if I was ranking. If I was given it an actual rating. 8 out of 10 on the writing.
Ooh, are we doing points now? We'll have to go back through all of our shows and...
Yeah.
Points.
Retroactively add in our...
We'll
our
add our clips ranking. In.
Santa Claus gets -5 for being...
Oh, shoot.
Terrible. What about you for writing?
The Platform. Absolutely.
All right.
At first, when I watched it, I was like, you know what? I don't care for this movie because they leave it open too much. And then I watched High Rise. I was like, wow, Platform was an excellent movie.
What would you, taking High Rise out of here, what would you have rated The Platform?
I think it's a 7 out of 10. I'd be a little bit lower than you. Still pretty high.
Pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
What about characters?
This is interesting because characters and acting... I'm going to start with High Rise first. So I do like that main character in High Rise. I think he did a really good job acting. I think most of them did a good job.
Yeah, acting. Mm-hmm.
As for the characters themselves, I don't know anything about them. They don't really give much to work with. The main character has some side story where his sister dies and then he moves. And you don't really hear anything about it. And you're like, no.
I don't think they ever mention that again.
No, and people bring it up, but other characters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how do you know that? And then they never mention it. I don't know. So they do a horrible job in that aspect. But the acting I enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my statement of it felt like watching a weird Sims game. Like, all the characters were just random characters. You don't, even the main character, you don't get a whole lot to go off of.
No.
Like, he's just kind of there experiencing it. Maybe he's us watching the movie and just kind of being in the middle of it going, what the heck is going on? But characters change like that. You don't know anyone's motive. I don't know if anyone has a motive. Some people are normal and then they go crazy, and other people are just crazy. And there's random characters that have random weird things that they never explain. Like, there's the one guy who's like, you're blocking the garbage chute.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it. That you start to think, like, oh, is there something going on with the garbage chute? Is this... What is this guy's purpose? Later on, you see him, like, fishing stuff out of the garbage chute. But still, they never explain why he's doing it or what he's doing. There's just so much in this movie. I feel like they are trying to do too much. Like
they overdid it.
They totally overdid it to the point where it's just, you're getting a headache trying to follow along with both the story and who these characters are. Am I supposed to care about these characters? I honestly don't know. 2 hours later, I could not tell you. I have no idea.
Nope.
So if anyone has seen this movie and know, please tell me, because yeah. I just spent 2 hours watching this movie and I know,
yeah, tell
about,
us about it.
I know about as much of it as I did before I started watching it. Nothing. I know nothing. rant over. What about the platform?
Yeah, the platform. So these characters, you get to know a little bit more. The main character, Goren? How do you pronounce his name?
Goren? G-O-R-E-N-G. Goreng.
Goreng. You would think I would have Gorilla. Picked up on it after...
Gorilla!
Because I watched it in English. I watched it dubbed.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Why would you do that?
I know. I went back and forth. I was like, do I want it Spanish with subtitles? Or do I want it dubbed? I went dubbed. I don't know why.
How was the dub? Was the dub any good?
It was fine. Yeah, it matched up pretty well, actually.
Yeah, okay.
But you learn that this main character checks himself into the prison... to read a book.
And to quit smoking.
Yeah.
And he gets a diploma afterwards. Accredited diploma, they kept mentioning. Yes. I don't know if they said the same thing in the English dub.
Yeah, accredited diploma.
Accredited diploma, yeah.
Yep. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is a prison, but you checked yourself in. He didn't really know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He just knew it was a place where he could relax for 6 months and read his book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got a surprise when he woke up next to his old roommate, who plays a big part. He is in it throughout the movie.
Yeah.
So he wakes up next to this older man, and the older man is nuts. He's been in there for months. He kind of knows how the system works. But he's crazy, but I do like his character. But I like all the characters, and, well, not all of them. Mainly that old man and the main character I enjoy. The other ones you get glimpses of.
Yeah. I think... that movie did a good job within their theme of showing the different types of characters.
Yes.
You have the guy who's there, who's kind of learning about the system. He wants to do good. He's trying to make changes and then realizes he can't. So then he kind of diverts into the madness of eating all the food. And so you kind of see he kind of displays different stages of madness and acceptance, and I don't know if it's grief, the whatever seven stages of grief or whatever, I have no idea, but you see his character kind of flop back and forth between sanity, insanity, moral, immoral. You kind of get that throughout the movie with him, and you see all these other characters that he interacts with kind of fall somewhere along that line as well. And comparing these two movies, there's one thing I can say, is I understood who the characters were. I knew their purpose to the story. At the end of the day, when they were done on screen, I was like, all right, I understood what that character was there for. So it automatically gets a point for me aspect.
Yeah,
they could have been the worst characters in the world, but I knew who they were. So that's all I'm saying about that.
The platform it is.
Music.
So I've been fighting this all day. The music in High Rise is a little weird, but some of those were pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So they do the band ABBA, SOS. They do a cello version, classical.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. He goes into this fancy party upstairs, and I was like, I know this song. What is this? And I looked up. I was like, oh, I know this. And they do it a different way, the same song, SOS, in a different style at another point in the movie.
Yeah, kind of more like emo-ish.
Yeah, which was weird.
Like melancholy. Yeah.
So the music, I actually found to work with High Rise. Even though I hated this movie, I liked...
Spoiler alert.
I hate it. I liked the movie. Or, like, no, I didn't like the movie! I like the music.
Even though he hated it, he liked the movie.
No, I like the music. I like the music.
I think I actually agree with you. The music is kind of all over the place, just like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it actually kind of worked in that aspect. Where I was like, yeah, with all this chaos of the movie, at least the music is kind of fun in its chaos. Because you'll have like classical music moments, and then it'll cut to like rock music with the like lower class residents, and then you'll have like some score music in there, but then it'll like shift again, and it's just like music is constantly prevalent in that movie. Like you can always hear it going on. At one point in time in the movie, I was like, is there music like constantly playing during this movie? And immediately as I thought that, there was a scene where there was no
you're
music.
Like, nope.
And I was like, oh, okay. But like you notice it that much during the movie that you're like, wow, they're playing a lot of music, and it's different styles. I mean, they probably have every type of genre of music thrown into that movie, hodgepodge together in all the chaos and craziness of the different scenes.
And it takes place in the 70s in some dystopia.
I was wondering that too. I was like, all these people look like they're dressed like the 70s, but
yeah.
They didn't. Did they ever say?
I looked it up. They didn't say that it was the 70s. Okay. But it says in the synopsis
I was like,
that it
I was
is.
Like, Tom Hiddleston looks modern.
Yes, and that's the other
but
thing.
But everyone else looked like they were in the 70s.
Yes. And they did that on purpose for some reason, but I still don't know why.
Okay.
So another mystery to the movie.
Oh, boy. Too many. Platform, I will say, about the music. It wasn't bad, and I think it fit with the mood of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sounded like someone banging on, like, kitchen pots. Like, that sounded like the music.
Yeah.
It worked, but...
No. I had more fun with High Rise.
You hate to say it. All right. A point for High Rise. It's 2-1. What do you think about the tech?
You know, I honestly didn't give this category much thought. Mainly because I was like, I hate High Rise. It's not getting any of my points. And then I gave it music.
And now you're starting to think about tech. And you're
like, I know, I'm like,
Oh, High Rise was a little wild.
It was wild. But a lot of the shots were nice.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I couldn't follow anything that was happening in the movie, I would point out, I'd be like, oh, this is kind of nice. Like, I like looking at this. I don't know what's happening right now, but I like looking at it.
High Rise, for me, was kind of like movie eye candy, where of it, like, there was a lot of different colors and a lot of different shots, and some of the editing, though crazy, was like, whoa, this is wild. Like, it adds to the insanity of that film. To the point where it's like, visually, I was entertained by that movie.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
It's weird. It's very weird. You never know what's going to happen next, because I still don't know what even happened in that movie, honestly. But the way that they did the cinematography, how they blended the shots with the music, some of the different color schemes, and how they kind of showed the difference between the top floors and the bottom floors, and how you can see kind of the disparity between the classes just through visuals, I thought was done pretty well. So, I don't know. High Rise had some entertainment value through the tech category, I would say.
It did. Because the platform was just kind of... I mean, you're... It was almost like that elevator movie we watched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's only so many things you could do in a square room.
Right.
Even if there's multiple levels, there's just not much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not like the close-up of his eye. They kept doing a close-up of when he was opening his eye.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that grossed me out. So for that, it doesn't get my point.
Whoa! Are you giving it to High Rise?
I'm giving it to High Rise again.
So it's tied?
I guess it's time.
Rudy is so mad.
I'm that... fuming.
Well, there is a tiebreaker category here.
This is why we have it.
Which movie did you enjoy more?
Oh, I hated High Rise so much. The music was interesting. I will give it that. and the tech was that eye candy. But I hated every minute of that movie. I couldn't wait for it to be over. Yeah, I'm done with that. Open up the trash can, because that's a trash film. Trash.
Rudy's got a trash film.
Yeah, and it's high rise. I'm sorry. It was fun to read the reviews, though, on Rotten Tomatoes and Letterboxd. It's either you love it or you hate it. One of those.
Mm-hmm.
1 star or 5.
Seems very artsy.
Too much. Where they missed giving the... Whatever the point of the movie was, the message, they missed it. Because yeah. Only certain people get it. Yeah, maybe I'm not smart enough to understand what the point is. I guess it's about capitalism, but I don't know.
Well, yeah. That part...
At the end.
Is pretty prevalent through the movie, just with the class, but whatever they do in between that. Like, you get the overarching message.
Yeah.
But the little quirks in the movie, you're like, I don't understand why this is happening. High rise. Oh, boy.
Give me your thoughts.
I found, like I said, it was visually entertaining to watch the movie, just because there's a lot happening. It's very in your face. Kind of like Bliss, in a way.
That's what I thought of, too. When we talk about Bliss.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's just craziness, and it's unrelentless, and there's never, like, a dull moment on screen, per se, of, what's happening. But the story, and the pacing, and just pretty much everything else in that movie, besides the music... I kept watching it, waiting to be like, oh, okay, this is what's going on. Or to have like that clever little moment happen at the end where you're like, ooh, that was a really cool twist or revelation. Or I finally get all these individual pieces through the movie that I wasn't sure what was happening. That never happened for me. So I made it all 2 hours into the movie. It was over. And I just felt like, what did I just watch? You know?
Yep.
Why did I spend so much time watching this movie that makes very, very little sense? I'm sure you could watch the movie and read reviews and read articles and different papers on what each individual piece means and all the symbolism and yada, 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 yada. I don't like reading. I don't like books. That's why I watch movies. So I don't want to have to watch a movie and then find articles somewhere online to tell me what that movie was about. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Now, you could watch a movie, and you can find out little trivia stuff that makes movies better, but to have to figure out the entirety of a film's purpose, I don't know. I just... Either it's at that point in time, if it doesn't make sense, either it's entertaining or it's not. And High Rise falls on the not entertaining for me. There's some weird movies that I like. The Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah.
That movie makes very little sense as well. But boy, oh boy, does that setting and the acting and the characters and the music, it all just works to the point where you're like, I don't know what's happening, but man, am I entertained for some reason. This one was just too crazy. It was too much. The characters were too insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You just, you couldn't understand what anyone's purpose was. Maybe they didn't have a purpose, and maybe that's where they're going for. That's fine. I don't know. It just wasn't entertaining to me. The platform I did enjoy. I feel like this whole category, we've just been ragging on High Rise. And platform just gets a pass just because, you know,
it wasn't High Rise.
Yeah. But I will say, the platform, I think, was an entertaining watch. I thought it was unique. I thought the message worked for the movie. The ending wasn't quite as satisfying as I wanted it to be. But at the end of the day, I enjoyed the movie. I don't know if it's one necessarily that I would watch again, but I'd probably recommend it to people. I'm looking for something different, and they have Netflix. Have you checked out Platform? That's a cool movie. It's an interesting movie. It's just not one that I would necessarily gush over.
If you're in a dark type of mood, pop it on.
Yeah, if you want to see some blood and guts, maybe some cannibalism, you know, the light, easy topics.
Yep.
Throw this bad boy on.
Oh, boy.
So, The Platform wins the tiebreaker, and High Rise joins Rudy's very small list of trash movies. Have you had any of them?
I don't even know what's in there. Mm. I'll have to listen back.
Yeah. Keep a record.
We lighten it up next week.
Oh, thank God.
We have Finding Nemo and Shark Tale.
Oh, shoot. I can already tell you who the winner is going to be of that matchup. But you'll have to find out next week. Thanks for listening.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.